Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for a new way to talk. Here's Medal of Honor recipient, David
Bellavia.
No, that's not it.
David Bellavia.
That's not how you pronounce it.
Staff Sergeant David Bellavia.
Really? That's how you're going to pronounce it?
David Bellavia.
Ah, come on.
David Bellavia.
It's David Bellavia on WBEN.
Good Monday morning. It is the David Bellavia Show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Top stories we are following today. Yes, the Buffalo Bills playing a Monday evening game on NFL Network and on Fox. Will there ever be fans at games this season? Kathy Hochul says the governor, when he was going to come here, it was because the numbers here were lower. Actually, they were higher. We'll talk about that. The Trump campaign is in Erie, Pennsylvania tomorrow, the closest he will get to Western New York. People working remotely forever. That's how some businesses are going. And COVID-19 could see its darkest weeks in the next 6 to 12 weeks. I hate to end on such a downer note, David. So are you excited for a Monday evening game?
I thought you were asking me if you're excited about the COVID numbers. I was like, what's wrong with you, Joe? Yeah, Monday evening football. You know, look, here's the thing. First of all, I want to get to the bottom of what I think is the most controversial thing in Western New York right now. The Barnes firm's phone number, evidently. The Twitter board, the Orchard Park?
The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board.
Thank you, Joe Beamer. Tony Caligiuri is here. The 1-800-8-million. I don't think it's that complicated.
No, I think people are questioning, is it 8 in the word million, but it's just
no,
8
it's
and a bunch of zeros.
Eight and then
the number 8 million.
Yeah. I actually had a law firm. We went out of business, but we were just pi, the number pi.
That was your phone number?
Yeah, it was in the air, 314-159-265.
Easy to remember.
But no one knew it. No one knew it. And then I had a bunch of smart Alex being like, 22 over 7, how do I dial that? I'm like, no, it's the other version of pi. You ignorant fool.
See, for someone like me who failed math my freshman year of high school.
No, but I mean, look, it's 1-800-8-MILLION.
8 million.
And that makes sense.
Speaking of numbers, I forgot I had one more story in my top stories.
What was that?
The number 200 book in America right now. Do you know what it is?
Got to be Cuomo, right?
Yeah. Number 200 book in America.
Well, you know, people like their fiction. And it's good that his book is out there. I'm proud of him. The Buffalo Bills playing tonight at 5 p.m., I don't know how to feel about it. There used to be a moment where Monday Night Football, I mean, you got to go back to Howard Cosell. He was out there. Remember that when the press box, you could slide the little glass open and the fans would scream and vomit it on the actual crew?
I even remember that.
It was really cool. And it was like you could hear the noise in Rich Stadium was totally different than any other stadium. And what it meant to us, we would just beg. The schedule would come out every year. Do the Bills have a home Monday night game? And then the one year, the most... In recent memory, wasn't there like a Monday night game against Cleveland?
That was my sophomore year of college.
What a stinker.
It was a brutal game.
It was horrible.
Brady Quinn.
Oh, man.
Versus J.P. Lossman.
No, it was just it was like watching a Russian dashboard camera video on loop. So you're waiting for it to happen. You know tragedy is about to occur.
Right.
You just don't know from when.
And remember the season before that. We had two Monday night home games back to back. The season before that was when they blew the huge lead to the Dallas Cowboys.
It was a bad season. But Monday night meant so much to the region. It was like credibility. We're on the map. You know, all those New York people, they look down on us as they travel 90 eastbound. I should say westbound. They go westbound, and they're like, oh, here comes Buffalo. It's upstate. Ooh, the upstate people. You know, we don't like to be called upstate.
No, we're Western New York.
We're Western New York.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we wear spurs. We know exactly. It's the Wild West out here. You don't mess with us. Every time there's the opportunity for our high schools to go up against the other regions, I love it. Rochester, you know, Buffalo, Niagara Falls, we just destroy them in sports. It's a wonderful thing because New York City's supposed to dominate everything. They don't dominate. Now you don't even have a professional football team in the state other
right.
than the Buffalo Bills.
That's right.
And Cuomo's claiming that, you know, he just needs to make room in his schedule to physically inspect our entrances and exits. And I don't even know. We've got movie theaters finally have guidance. And look, can we be honest with the guidance for the movie theaters? That wasn't something you could have done 2 months ago.
Right, exactly.
What came out of the guidance at the movie theaters that we're all looking at each other like, wow.
A lawsuit.
I'm glad that took time, right? He seems a little confused on that, 50% or 50 people.
50
Did you
people,
hear his?
Yeah, he goes, 50 people at a screen, whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
That's what he said.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
By
he has
the way,
no idea.
Does that mean that Governor Cuomo doesn't trust the Erie County Health Department?
Of course that's
if
what
he
it
has
means.
To come see the stadium?
Yes, he has to inspect it. The health department can't even respond to WBN. Or yes. Channel 7, 2, or 4.
That's true. I think they told us we had the wrong number.
Yeah.
We have to call them again.
Well, we have to call 1-800-8-MILLION.
That's
that
right.
That was the problem.
That's right.
But the point here, though, is that there's really no reason why we can't have someone in the stadium, some fans in the stadium. The numbers that Kathy Hochul told us that, you know, we had to come down from, if you actually look, you know, it's like the New York Stock Exchange. Every day it changes. We're going to hover in that area, 1.2 to 1.6. That'll be sometimes it'll be over, you know, 1.7. But as it stands currently, we're actually lower than what she said. We were ready in the process of opening up the stadium to people. We're lower than we were at that moment.
Right. We're lower. We're not the numbers of a hot spot anywhere close to the stadium.
But the numbers, look, we've got someone from the Blaze. What's that guy's name from
Stu.
The Blaze? Stu what, though? How do you say it? Is it Bourgeois? Bergery?
I don't know
whatever
how to say
his name
it.
Is. We like to give credit to people who do the hard work. Even you texters. When you write something funny on the text board, I want to give you the credit for doing that because you... stealing people's stuff, it's such a lazy... And it's not something... We have our stuff stolen quite frequently. And it's not cool. We don't like it. So, yeah, give credit to people. Always quote where you're getting your numbers from. If someone writes a great article, give them the credit. But as we said, we've got all this audio that this guy from the Blaze put together. He went through Cuomo's book, and in each chapter that Cuomo was talking about what he accomplished, he took audio from that day and said, this contradicts everything you're writing in the book. It's unbelievable. In fact, he then goes and compares it to Trump's audio and finds that Trump is more serious about COVID in March than Andrew Cuomo is. Andrew Cuomo sounds more optimistic about COVID than Donald Trump, the president of the United States.
It's funny because now they take that Trump saying it was a hoax out of context. He was actually saying the right. coverage was a hoax.
Right.
But it's funny because at the beginning of March, if you listen to these clips, and I know you're going to play them, it makes it sound like Cuomo saying that coronavirus is actually being used politically by Trump.
Exactly. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. But nobody cares. They have their little political... You're in your little faction, and that's what you believe, and that's great. And, of course, the Hunter Biden story is everywhere. But there really, to me, there's no excuse why we can't have at least 15,000 fans at this game. This, I don't know what, we're being punished or, you know, we have to yell uncle. It's like, you know, it's not just you have to adhere to what Big Brother has to say. You have to love Big Brother. You don't just have to obey New York. You have to love New York. You have to fall down on your knees. What more can the Western New Yorkers do? We're not compliant. We're not doing our part. We're what? we're disrespectful. We're being punished for being... Stu Bergier is his name, according to a texter.
Something like that. That's what it looks like.
Someone said on the text board, Cuomo breaks up with his girlfriend, and now all of a sudden he wants to inspect everyone else's. Oh, no. Stop it. You can't even say that. You can't say that. But entrance and exits. That is totally uncalled for. What is happening here? Someone put an FCC filter on our text board, for the love of God. Unbelievable. Getting me in trouble already. There is a story in the New York Post, though, that I think is the story of the day. It's written by Jackie Sallow, and it's about school districts dismissing students from a school in Auburn, New York, right outside of Syracuse. The guy's name is Jeffrey Emmett. He's got three kids. He took them on vacation in Missouri and then decided to stay at a relative's house, rent out his home in Auburn on Airbnb, and put his two sons to remote learn on Zoom in the Syracuse school system. Well, the school system on October 23rd, he said that after the school system contacts the father and says, hey, your kids are remote learning from Missouri. No, unacceptable. After the 23rd of October, they're no longer allowed to go to school in Auburn. And by the way, Jeffrey, that's actually something you should take advantage of. Just the fact that he was able to leave Auburn, he should be able to be given some tax break for that. That's hard to do. Hot air balloons, tunnels, nobody can leave Central New York on their own. Jeffrey Emmett goes on vacation with his relatives. He still owns his home. He still pays taxes. And he's remote learning from Missouri. They're kicking his kids out of the district because you have to remote learn from inside the district. It doesn't matter if you're 5 miles from the school, 10 miles from the school, or seven states away. Is it not remote learning? I mean, why don't we all remote learn in the parking lot? Would that make everyone more convenient? We all have our little lots that we can. This is the Bellavia lot. This is the Caligiuri lot. What's the point? You could remote learn from anywhere. That's the whole point of remote learning. You're paying your taxes. It's not like I want to remote learn in Williamsville Central School and I live in Orleans County. I'm not paying taxes in Williamsville. I shouldn't have that ability to go to a public school because I'm not owning property and I don't pay taxes there. I don't physically live there. But he just said, I'm staying with family in Missouri and I'm renting out my house. My kids are going to school. And they're kicking him out of school. What do you think about that?
It doesn't make any sense. Again, if they're going to kick him out of school because he's not living in the district right now, again, he owns property in the district, are they going to let him stop paying his taxes?
Well, I mean, could you imagine if your job said, hey, you can you can work at home. Well, can I go to Bermuda? No. You have to physically be in Western New York if you're going to work in Western New York. Does that make sense?
Doesn't make sense at all.
If you could work from anywhere, you could work from anywhere. That's the whole point.
If you care about where I am, then let me come to work.
Let me come to work, or at least let him go to the Bills game. That's what I'm saying. Let him remote learn from the 50-yard line. That's the happy medium there.
We're going to reopen the stadium as a remote
learning. I didn't kick the kids out of school, though. I mean, what a ridiculous hill to die on if you're the Auburn School District in Syracuse. Isn't that stupid to you?
That's ridiculous.
To me, I find the whole thing ridiculous.
But Auburn Schools is not doing a hybrid also is surprising of that story, that they're all virtual.
But again, virtual only by IP numbers, matching up zip codes. That's what makes them that's what qualifies you to be distance learning.
Did the kid have to go pick up supplies? Is that why?
Yeah, that's right. They have to, they go by your Amazon. Whatever you have on your Prime. You see that Neil deGrasse Tyson is saying that an asteroid could hit the Earth before the election?
Tony was saying that before the show.
Yeah, I really take his word on everything. You know?
He seems to be right 90% of the time.
Unless he's accused of sexual assault, and then we don't listen to him then?
I didn't hear that.
So. Oh, yeah, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. Suspended and then let go. And the FCC, everyone's talking about Twitter and the punishment that Twitter should have for blocking the President of the United States, his campaign, the press secretary. You know who didn't get blocked over this whole week? The Ayatollah of Iran. He was still able to put out anti-Semitic stuff for an entire week. And representatives of ISIS were still able to tell us how they feel about Jewish women.
But everyone in the Trump campaign at some point has been blocked.
Right. So if you're a Muslim extremist, a member of 12 or Iran, pushing any agenda you want, Twitter's like, hey, open for business. Go ahead. Blue hash mark for the Ayatollah. He's our blue check mark guy. He's legit. Everyone else is closed for business. We're going to talk more about the Buffalo Bills. 5 p.m. It's going to be a wet day.
And just confirmed, all tests clear. Both games today will be going on.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman will be in Buffalo doing the game, or maybe they'll be doing it remote from Auburn. We don't know. We just don't know. We'll talk more about that. Take your calls at 716-803-0930. And the asteroid is going to hit all Trump supporters, is according to the text board. Only people that are voting for Biden are safe from the asteroid.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Asteroid. Do you have the Cuomo audio where he's talking about opening the theaters? I noticed something when Andrew Cuomo, the governor of the great state of once was a great state of New York, talks about opening things. He sounds a little like he's upset about it. Like movie theaters are going to be opening.
He also went really quick. Did you notice how fast?
Like almost like, you know, when you cut a commercial and you go too long and Todd will speed it up just because you went too long and he'll make it a 60-second commercial. And then at the end, you become like the guy in Micro Machines. At the end, you do the terms and conditions, whatever, all that like auctioneer talk. That's how he got. He's not. And again, when everything's open. Movie theaters finally have guidance. If you're in a ski lift, you can't even sit with the people that you like on a ski lift. You got to go on different lifts.
He does it at the end of these press conferences and really fast. This is the theaters followed by the ski resort announcement.
Here you go.
Beginning October 23, movie theaters outside of New York City will be allowed to reopen at 25% capacity with up to 50 people maximum per screen. I don't know what that means. 50 people per screen.
Can I just stop this right here? Why are you reading? Listen, we all know you don't know anything about anything. Okay, we understand that. There's no secret here. You have been cramming on the SAT, which is COVID in New York, at the last second. You're only regurgitating what you've been told moments before you go out. And nothing makes that more apparent than when you're questioning the teleprompter and the information in which you're regurgitating. So I would probably err on the side of allowing medical experts to make those statements. Neither here nor there. That's just, you know, I don't want to get into the minutia of communications of the governor and his office. Here's what I will say, though. When you're questioning, you know, we have a hard time you know, whether it's the federal government, the state, there's a lot of inconsistencies. You're back and forth. Who do you trust? Who do you believe? But when the governor in real time is saying, I don't even, why is this here? I don't understand what I'm saying. I don't get this. Why are you putting it out? And again, if you're putting out information that is important, thus you're holding a press conference, you have to share information with the taxpayers and the citizens of New York State, the residents. Why not actually just explain it to us? Why are you going so fast? Play that again. That's really obnoxious.
Beginning October 23, movie theaters outside of New York City will be allowed to reopen at 25% capacity with up to 50 people maximum per screen. With up to 50 people per screen. I don't know what that means.
Okay. He doesn't understand what that means. What screens? What are screens? I don't know. What's going on? Movies? Talking about Netflix? People in the house? What's happening? Then he goes on to explain. So we have movie theaters. We have guidance on, skiing. No guidance on the Buffalo Bills home games. No, what if we make the playoffs and we get like a top seed, a home game, and we're not allowed to go to those games? I mean, I'm telling you, this is not something that we have grown accustomed to here in Buffalo. Playoff games in Buffalo.
It'll be like the Oilers game. People will be climbing over the fence to get into the stadium.
I don't want to sound like Macklemore, but you're not going to be able to hold us back. There's no stopping. Can't be stopping us.
Callback.
Yeah, you like that? Macklemore reference. Oh, but listen. Hey, Joe, we've been following Tony. You know the lid thing, right? This is when a media availability to a candidate, when you call a lid, you're like, hey, there's nothing more for the media, right? And there's a website which is like, has Joe Biden called a lid today?
.com.
And you can go, Joe Biden just called a lid for the next 4 days?
Until Thursday night at the debate.
That's ridiculous. That's not real. Is that real?
Confirmed. This is according to CBS, so this isn't just some, conservative.
Joe Biden has called a lid until Thursday night. I don't know if you're aware of what day it is. It's Monday. It's Monday evening football in Buffalo, and Joe Biden called a lid until Thursday?
And apparently, they called this lid yesterday during football.
That's a zipper. That's not even a lid. Joe Biden has welded the top of a container shot. That's a lid.
I think that's longer than
any. Could you imagine, though, if you call a lid at, we were laughing when it was 9:15 in the morning, and then the next morning he would call a lid at 9:25. He called a lid until Thursday. Why not just call until the election?
Right. Hey, a lid for 15 days.
I'm going to call lid until inauguration day. And then after that.
It's funny, with someone who is so far up in the polls that he needs 4 days to prepare while President Trump has a campaign event every night leading up to the debate.
And I believe President Trump's going to Chick-fil-A in Erie.
Yeah, and then to Krispy Kreme. He's hitting both of them.
He's hitting both of them. This is what we used to have to do in Western New York before Chick-fil-A came to us. Well, we would have to go to Erie, Pennsylvania to get our Chick-fil-A.
And they had...
I almost made that trip, by the way, just for... Like old times.
Oh, I've made that trip numerous times.
No, but I mean, it was fun. You would drive to Erie, Pennsylvania, yeah. Get your Chick-fil-A in bulk, freeze it, do whatever you had to do. Back in the old days, like 2017.
Right, yeah. And now it's for Permane Brothers. You go to the Permane Brothers in the mall. I love their sandwiches, so I'll be hitting that up tomorrow. And I probably will hit Krispy Kreme up too, especially if that light's on. You can't not go in if the light's not on.
The Permane Brothers. What do they do?
Well, their big thing is they have a lot of stuff. They have a lot of good bar food. Their fried pickles are really good. Mm. But they have the sandwiches where it's two big white pieces of bread and...
Why does it have to be white?
That's white bread.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fries, coleslaw, and then your topping of choice. I usually get it with either bacon or chicken on a sandwich. Now, it's really good.
Well, then the other story here is we had... Trump, or I should say Governor Cuomo, talked about the vaccines and made a comment as if he doesn't trust the vaccines that are coming from the federal government. Look, you lose all credit, not that you had credibility to begin with, But when you're talking about something that, you know, you're doing the micro machine auctioneer speed talk towards putting out information, I would assume the only substantive thing you said in that press conference was movie theaters now have guidance. We have a lawsuit and their lawyers are better than ours and we're going to lose. So here's the new guidance. You got Hochul out there as your human shield, basically just taking shrapnel. Kathy Hochul's job is just to run through the battlefield and draw fire while Governor Cuomo is over there selling books. Someone purchased 6,800 books, which is the number of elderly people that died in nursing homes, and put them in a casket outside of a Barnes & Noble in New York. Did you see that?
I did not
and
see that.
My first reaction is, who the hell got a hold of 6,800 copies of that book? I mean, that's really impressive.
That Barnes & Noble was very optimistic.
Someone put, it had to be a civilian, but you bought that book to send a message. The joke's on you.
And by the way, as we were reminded by Chris Churchill yesterday, 6,800's the number they're admitting to. There's a freedom of information request that the state has yet to hand down the actual nursing home numbers.
We think that there may be Wuhan statistics going on with the counting there. But here's what he said about the vaccination. And again, is this responsible for any elected official, let alone the governor of what used to be the great state of New York?
Here's a vaccine. It was new. It was done quickly. But trust this federal administration and their health administration that it's safe. We're not 100% sure of the consequences. I think it's going to be a very skeptical American public about taking the vaccine, and they should be.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Thank you, Governor Cuomo. Appreciate that. I mean, you don't want the people of New York to take a vaccine that could end this pandemic, that could bring us back to normal? You should be the biggest cheerleader of that forever. I mean, could you imagine if, they're sending the USS Comfort, but let's be honest. How much comfort's really on that thing? Do we really want it? Do we really trust the ventilators coming from the federal government? Does anyone trust any of the therapeutics that are coming from the federal government? You pick and choose what you want to say. Do we have no faith? Who's the optimistic person here? It's like Debbie Downer every 5 seconds. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, you've got the president of the United States, the person that you want to lead this nation. We've got a story out there with this hard drive. The FBI held on to this thing for how long? The president of the United States is being impeached on a call to a Ukrainian leader. And the FBI has in their possession Hunter Biden's hard drive. And on that hard drive is information that Donald Trump, the president of the United States, can use in his defense to prove why he's talking about, you know, this prosecutor that was called off, the $1 billion, everything that he's being accused of is on this hard drive for him to defend himself. And by the way, there's the allegation that there's child pornography on the hard drive. And there's allegations that the pornography is actually being participated with Hunter Biden on the hard drive. No charges filed, no investigation made. And just today, we have the breaking news story, according to, is this CNN, that they said the DNC chairman has said that there is no connection to Russia misinformation, or Russian intelligence behind the Hunter Biden hard drive. That there is no third party, no country hacked Hunter Biden's hard drive. That the suspension of disbelief that a guy forgot to pick up his hard drive, and the same guy who parked his rental car on the curb with a business card sitting next to his crack pipe. You know, things like that happen. You know, like, that's so hard to believe. Hunter Biden forgot his dry cleaning? Hunter Biden forgot his laptop? Hunter Biden forgot his rental car? Put a crack pipe in the cup holder. By the way, I believe the new Toyota Camry actually has a crack pipe holder in the 2020 version. Only in Delaware they're selling that model. The crack pipe next to the business card. I mean, this is Eric Trump. I mean, come on. Do I even have to say it?
Oh,
say it. Eric Trump had a crack problem, that wouldn't be fodder for all the channels. If there was a hard drive where Don Trump Jr., you made up a story about PeePeeGate, that there was a Russian prostitute and there was PP involved, and the president of the United States was he hated Obama so bad that he wanted people to pee on a bed that Obama slept in. All that stuff was nonsense. It was made up. And here you actually have all of these things on a hard drive, and it's the president's son. And by the way, there is more than enough information that shows that Hunter Biden, you know, Joe Biden's net worth was about he's making about $500,000 a year while he was vice president, balloons up to $16 million as a household. And we're finding out on these emails that he has to give half, Hunter has to give half his salary up to the big guy. He's got to give money to his dad. He's complaining that he has to give money up to his father. His father is using, what more credible person is there out there? And, you know, I'm going to say it. Why not? If this is what Hunter was doing for you, what was the hero son Bo doing for you? I mean, seriously, if you're going to say that Bo was the good son and Hunter has a problem, you had no problem exploiting your son with a problem for money. Allegedly, what was Bo doing during the good years? Was Bo out there running traffic for you too? I mean, if Bo, you're to me, if you're using a crack addict to make deals with you so that you can enumerate yourself, so you can make money, that doesn't make him the bad son. That makes you the bad father who's exploiting a guy with a crack problem. You know what I'm saying? Could you imagine that negotiation? Who's going to close the deal? The guy with the crack problem. It's like Dave Chappelle, that character he had.
Got any more crack?
I can make this a lot easier for you if you hand over a rock. Charlie Sheen will be closing out the Jon Bon Jovi Buffalo Bills deal. You know? Unbelievable. We'll go to your call. Stay on hold. 803-0930. We'll have some Cuomo audio. This guy from The Blaze took audio and compared it to the Cuomo book. We have all of that audio for you. We'll play it in real time by the dates it occurred. It's so fascinating. You don't want to miss this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.